Philip Semper, PhD, surgeon case. Today's date is 03-20-2025. Dictation is for Thomas Bersch. Bersch spells B-E-R-S-C-H. Thomas spells C-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 02-21-1958. This is a 67-year-old gentleman. Air 4 routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Bersch has a history of LOT and erectile dysfunction. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? He states since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 151 over 93, pulse 63, respiration 18, temperature 98.5, preedness paragraph, HENT normal, this paragraph, neck plumage, motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, preedness paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, preedness paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, preedness paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no anthology gait, preedness paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, pureness paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and cranial neurosutens, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal pureness paragraph assessment and plan. Assessment number one is erectile dysfunction. Number two is low testosterone. Today labs are drawn. Labs includes CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone levels, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. Results are pending. Patient was strongly encouraged to wait until his testosterone level is back before we administer any more testosterone, period. Patient's in voice understanding and said he will comply, period. Next paragraph, his medication was refilled as follows. Viagra, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, half an hour to 4 hours prior to coitus, number 30. This is to be done only once daily. Next medication, testosterone 200/mL. You will inject 1 mL IM weekly for 90 days, number 12 mils. Again, patient was advised not to inject until he is informed of his testosterone levels, as high testosterone could be extremely dangerous, period. Says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.